Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay, and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio show on this Saturday, March 4th, this Firestone St. Pete Grand Prix weekend. Live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grills, right across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. I'm Mike Rickard alongside baseball Ben Botham. He's my number one draft pick from Savannah State, and now Seminole Warhawk High School baseball coach. I'm proud of you, young man.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it, Mike. You know, we're off to a good start, and I wanted to apologize for missing last week. So I brought you a loaf of banana bread.
From your mom?
My mother's famous banana
bread. I love your mother. This is the best banana bread on the planet. And if she's listening, come on down, beverages and bite on me and bring your pops.
Oh, they definitely will. And they'll probably bring Nana along as well.
I thought you grabbed a hoagie or something when I saw you walking up with it.
Oh, no. That was a little surprise. I was trying to keep that a little hidden for you, Mike. A little surprise.
Thank you, my man. That was one of my favorite... What was that, like a birthday present the last time or Christmas?
I think it was Christmas. We gave you one, but yeah, there's always more to come, Mike. Always things to be baked.
I love that. Well, of course, it's that time of year, your favorite time of year, Ben Botham.
Spring training.
And today they got a game against the Yankees.
All right. I love to see it. You know, spring training's, it's always fun, but you can't take it too seriously, I think. When you're looking at the performances of the players. You have Shane, I believe it was Shane McClanahan. He went, you know, 2-3 innings. He did well, but, you know, nothing crazy. You want to see these guys starting to get longer innings, longer at-bats. And, you know, it's just a good way to see your team out there. And hopefully, you know, the Rays can continue this into a positive season.
Well, we've got a jam-packed show, as always, today. The variety we typically bring to the table, from the peewees, the preps, the pros, we certainly are doing that. We've got a young man, he's standing right in front of us, Alex Bone, 14-year-old freshman at St. Pete High, the Green Devils, and he's an aspiring Firestone St. Pete Grand Prix driver, F1 driver. He's got his father, Chris, here, and, of course, our good friend Tom Gribbins lined that up. Then in our body armor prep connection, we got the boys from Boca Ciega. The Pirates are in the house. Coach Michael Miller. I kind of 2.5 years ago when I started this, I kind of adopted them as my girlfriend's alma mater. They were down in the trough. I like to see these public schools have success. And so we formed a great friendship. And then you guys go out and beat that, you know what, out of them last weekend. Yeah. And then last night again.
Last night, you know.
Might have to go up in the office during this conversation.
Yeah, I know. My head coach is getting jealous, Mike. He's wondering when he gets to come on the show. So maybe during spring break we'll try and
bring him down, brother. Bring him down. Okay, so then we're going to talk to Jake Perper. Of course, it is March Madness at the high school level. It's the state championships. And there's only the championship games in Lakeland. This Saturday, and we'll get an update from him. I know you're going to really enjoy this. We are going to be talking to our good friend. He's been on before. You've interviewed him. Of course, that's Jeff Mangold, 5-time World Series champion from Sioux City, Iowa. Speaking of Sioux City, let's do a shout out. I got my family. I got friends. They're all down here. My mom, and it's an Iowa representation on this March 4th.
I think they're causing some trouble over there, Mike. You might have to wrangle them up.
I've got them on a drink count. I've already told the bartenders two per person. Mom will blow by that in about a half an hour. Anyway, welcome to my entire family. My family and my friends coming down from Iowa. And we got to get your mom down here. Then we're going to talk, you know, spring training. And we can ask him some real candid questions about the state of the Rays each and every year. And look how they start the season out. Tyler Glass is now out for 7 weeks, man.
Yeah, that's our all-star training staff, actually. They got the award for it. I'm very, very proud of them. We have three major injuries, I believe. It's Yandy Diaz with a hip flexor, expected to return in March. He hasn't played since February 27th. Tyler Glasnow, of course, which is the big one, and then Taylor Walls with an oblique strain. Come on, guys.
This is ridiculous.
It's unbelievable.
And we'll get Mangold's perspective, because that's when the Yankees were. They're unbeatable.
Is he looking for a job?
he kind of didn't hesitate the last time we asked him. He said, I do think changes need to take place, and they didn't take place.
They certainly haven't.
Okay, I'm not the brightest bulb on the tree, and you're well aware of that. Where's the oblique at?
The oblique? That's your like side. I remember like Evan Longoria had an oblique strain for quite a while.
Now, the way you threw the ball when you were in college...
Did
your oblique get...
No, that was my lower back and my knees went bad. My arm was good, because that's the natural motion of the arm, is to come underneath. That's why softball pitchers can throw for so many innings, so many pitches. But when it comes to your back and your knees, those take a little bit of a beating.
Hey, you know, let's go back to... what day was it? Thursday, it was the Twins and the Rays down here. And I helped out, and of course, I was upstairs. And we're expecting, the first game at the Trop. All this great news and spring training, and I bet there probably wasn't 2,500 people there.
Really?
There was probably 75% were Twins fans.
Do we have to put out garage sale signs in order to get them to come out?
Unbelievable. I mean, it is a Thursday. It is spring training. But I thought the fact that, it's not in Port Richey, they don't have to travel, that you'd have some of the locals coming in and watching their Rays, that was not the case. Yeah. There's a game tomorrow. We'll see what takes place tomorrow.
Hopefully, it being a weekend game, you could probably get some more people out there. During the week, it is tough. I will admit that. Me, you, we all got work. We got something to do. Coaching games, practice. But, if us as fans are going to show out for a garage sale, we got to start coming out for a home
spring. Hey, speaking of the garage sale, did you get anything over there?
I picked up a couple of the press books. They had some press books breaking down all the players' stats and stuff, so that way when I want to badmouth Kevin Kiermaier, I could do it factually.
All right. Hey, let's thank our affiliates out there. WTAN 106.1 FM and AM 1340. Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa. WZHR FM 104.3 FM, AM 1350. Zephyr Hills. WZHR 102.3 FM, AM 1400. Covering all of Tampa Bay. Now we're streaming live, of course, on RadioSt.Pete.com. And of course, it's March. You call it March Sadness. It's March Madness. And I think Mom's trying to settle in up here, but we're going to have this completely filled in one second here, Ma. She's my favorite guest, of course. But it's March Madness. Come on down to Ferg's. There are 102 televisions. You'll be able to watch whatever game. It's conference championships. And I'm looking forward to March Madness. I'm going to fill out your brackets, basketball hater.
Well, I'll fill one out. I'll make sure to take a look at it. I'm going to be rooting for my MEAC teams. I know their tournament's going on right now. And I might even, I don't think my Georgia Southern Eagles are doing too hot. But if they find a way to get into the tournament, I'm pulling for them all the way.
All right. What do you got on our Fergs from the front row? Brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka and, of course, Shippy's Waterfront down there, my neighborhood.
Well, there's been some growing pains, to say the least, with these MLB rule changes.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to hear your perspective on that.
I'm just going to break down just a couple of the major ones. The ninth inning, bases loaded, two outs. Tied at six apiece between the Red Sox and the Atlanta Braves.
I saw that.
Pitch clock violation. Batter clock violation.
Who was it called on?
Game? It was on Connolly of the Braves. Had a hitter's clock violation to end the game.
Yeah, he looked at the umpire. But I think the reality, I think that's ludicrous, especially in the regular season. But if they are going to enforce it as diligently as they need to get this conversion smooth, they got to do it now in spring training.
Yeah, right.
And it sends a message, because he probably thought they're never going to do that. And, he's adjusting his, he's adjusting his glove. When he got in there, the clock's right in front of you.
You know it's going.
But it's muscle memory. Since they were in the 5 years old playing T-ball.
Mm-hmm. It's been like that for 125 years, Mike.
The games have sped up by 35 minutes.
Whoop-de-doo. That's less commercials. Manfred should be upset. he should be upset. That's less commercial money that he can get. But all right. So after that, we had an automatic ball call on James Karnak of the Guardians after the clock didn't reset when he asked for a new ball from the umpire.
Now, that's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
That is operator error. That's human error.
No, that's how the rules work right now. If you request a ball, they don't have to reset the clock.
Well, people will use that all day long.
Well, the clock just keeps going, so that's exactly going to be a ball. It's going to be crazy.
Exactly.
And then the Cubs versus the Diamondbacks. The count started 1-1 due to a clock violation on both the pitcher and the hitter.
that's getting out of control.
What
we're faced with when we get away from the human element, which I believe is very critical in the game of baseball or any game.
You know what I really liked? I really liked the Pirates game where they didn't have to play the bottom of the ninth, but they really wanted to. The umpires left, and they just continue to play the game. No umpires, no pitch clock, no nothing. It was pure baseball, and I loved it.
Well, you're a purist.
Yeah.
Of course.
But a lot of the people who are going to say, oh, the pitch clock is great, it's all this, it's wonderful, they're all these people that are on TikTok, on Twitter, watching these videos. And I will admit, this video is pretty funny. There is a TikTok video that shows how crazy some of these games took to deliver a pitch. Where they put side by side Jose Altuve hitting a inside the park home run versus David Ross in the 2016 NLCS game between the Cubs and the Dodgers.
I remember that.
Can you guess how many times Jose Altuve was able to hit an inside the park home run before a single pitch was delivered?
3.
7.5 inside the park home runs.
7.5?
Yes.
Oh,
7.5 inside the parks. So what happened was, you know, he picked off to second twice. The batter stepped out. You know, it's stuff that delays the game. But nobody watching that game in the NLCS was complaining about them delivering the pitch. They wanted to see that because that's an exciting game. It builds the suspense. That's why fans watch the game. And this does nothing but alienate real baseball fans. Sure, it might bring across a couple of casual fans who, you know, come out to 1-2 games a season. But this does not help attract the core audience, which Manfrot has alienated.
What do you think, though, that people that go to the games, well, watching the games, do you think that they are happy that it's 35 minutes less?
I think if you're watching it on TV.
If you want the experience, yeah.
If you're watching it on TV, sure. If you're there in person.
You want to enjoy the experience as long as you can.
Call the beer man. You're like, hey, let me get a beer over here. You missed 3 pitches. They were able to strike out a batter in 20 seconds, Mike. 20 seconds. That's an out.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get Jeff Mangold on in the last 20 minutes of the show. Former Yankees head trainer during the glory days. He's got 5 World Series rings. And did you see that Bernie Williams, our base playing buddy,
yeah,
was over working with the Yankee hitters the other day?
Really? What was he doing?
He's so diverse.
There?
He's at Katiki one night, you know, jamming. And then he's over at Steinbrenner Complex, and he was working with some of the younger hitters. I think that's very cool.
He's a great guy. Super talented.
Oh, my God.
On the strings and on the field.
Yeah, on the base as well. All right. We're going to shift gears here now. Of course, we see everybody walking by. We have all week long down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and it is the Firestone St. Pete Grand Prix, the first race of the 2023 season, and 27 racers tomorrow. And do you have any desire to go? I'll get you some ticks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm very excited. I've never been active.
I'll get you ticks for tomorrow.
My whole life, never once went, but I'm all for it.
There's a lot of people that they've been interviewing that have never been and asked themselves, why haven't I gone? And this is one of those events. But these are the kind of stories we love. We like to talk about high school and positive perspective on things. And we've done everything from bowling champion. We've had a lot of individual cross country, but we have never had an aspiring young racer, auto racer, and he's a St. Pete freshman. His name is Alex Bone. His father's here, Chris. Welcome to the show, fellas. Thanks for coming on down.
Hi.
Talk nice and loud, like you're talking to the old man. No, like you're in the car and you're trying to get a message across, and it's louder than you know what.
Is this on?
Yeah, it's on.
All right, fresh from the pits here. Alex Bowen's coming. They just come from the race just to come to talk to you, buddy.
Oh boy, I don't know if you should have left the race, but let's have some fun and let's talk about. I talked to your dad the other day, and you started racing at 5 years old.
Yeah, I did the little go karts. See if I liked it. I liked it.
got scared. It was like a 50-50. I was like, you know, I like this, but at the time I was playing football, soccer. I had other stuff. And then I quit. And then when I turned 13, I was like, I want to try it again. So we went down to just a local track. And there was a team there. And we were like, yeah, we can let's try it, see if I like it again. And I've been doing it for, I've been karting for 2 years. And I'm just starting to race cars.
I asked your pops if he was, you know, was a speed junkie, where, you know, genetically where it came from. And he said that, yeah, he was on Wave Runners and had never been behind the wheel, anything with four wheels. But it's pretty cool. And obviously he's supporting you. It's pretty cool that you're aspiring and have this passion. What do your fellow high school friends think about this?
A lot of them I've been friends with for a long time, and they play football with me and everything, and they're just they always say like they could never imagine me going from like football, soccer to racing cars. They think it's pretty cool. They're definitely they like it.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, he's being modest. I mean, the kid's a champion. He's 14. And he's got a bright future. You ought to see him run sometime.
Well, I definitely want, now that I know you, and I want an autograph so I can put it in my futures collection.
Hey, maybe we'll invite you to Monte Carlo. How about that?
You pick up the tab. I'm there, Mr. Gribbins. I'll carry your bags, Alex. I'll be the bag boy. I don't care. Can you imagine when you were going to Seminole of having anybody that was a auto driver? I mean, big time.
No shot. The only thing we had were like lifted up trucks and stuff driving around.
Now, you're only a freshman. I told your pops I was going to ask this question. You got a girlfriend?
No, I do not.
Bravo. You need to stay focused right now. You need to make sure that we're going to be able to go down here and watch you race at the St. Pete Grand Prix. Yeah. And I'm sure that's your goal.
That will all end at the French Grand Prix.
Well, you should know. You've been over there. So talk, you know, you said that you played soccer, you played football. Do you have to stay in great shape? And it's not hard at 14 years of age, but people don't realize these drivers are very good athletes. And I was watching the Daytona 500, and I was thinking, my God, you got to have split-second reaction time. You got to be, I mean, you got to get guns eventually to hold on to that wheel. Talk about that. Do you do any kind of a consistent regimen to stay in shape?
I definitely, a lot of it, like, a lot of the, where I need to practice the most is, like, my arms and my legs, because the brake pedal is very hard.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
And then the steering is all direct. So, like, in...
Explain that to our audience and to the guy right across from you. Dummy it down for the non-race fans, and I'm one of them.
So,
A fan. I'm not a fan. I mean, non-race knowledgeable.
Mike drives around in a golf cart with a beer in one hand, so you really got to bring him along.
Two beers. Come on, man.
So, a lot of regular cars have, like, very smooth steering, so power steering. So, it kind of smooths out the steering. And so the steering goes straight to the wheels, right? But power steering is in between that, kind of making it more smooth, easier to turn. But for these open wheel cars, they don't have any of that.
That's got to be harder than hell to turn that.
It was definitely very.
It's like when your power steering goes out in your car.
Yeah.
And it's brutal.
Yeah.
And that's the conditions all these drivers drive under.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I mean, you put that in between you two, so we'll get you in the conversation as well.
They're pulling 4 and 5 G's in the corner, and cornering, and about 5 G's under braking. So on an average long race, some drivers will actually lose around 5 or 6 pounds of weight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's very, very grueling in the car.
Well, at 14, Alex, you don't need to lose any weight. You need protein, buddy. You need to be loading up as much protein as you can.
I definitely like going into race weekends. I make sure that I get, like, I'm really heavy because I know I'm going to lose weight. I know that I'm going to go down, like, one race and even just go-karting. Within a 2-day race weekend, I lost 10 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Hey, don't take training advice from Mike.
Yeah,
you'll qualify last.
Hey, back in the day, absolutely. 50 years ago.
Yeah, that's a different training regimen.
52 years ago, I remember my days worrying about driving a bicycle. Okay, so what's the longest race that you've been in?
I think it was a karting race. I think it was like 26 laps. So.
And how big's a lap?
Yeah, a mile. So
on karting tracks, it's about a mile.
So that's 26 miles.
Yeah.
That, for a young kid,
it's hard. Yeah.
That's hard. Can you imagine these guys at Daytona going 500 miles? What are they doing down here? How many miles?
They will do 100 laps.
100 laps.
The cars do 100 laps on Sunday.
Gotcha. And that's
the goal for next year would be USF 2000 that's run downtown in the Grand Prix also. And I'm not sure how many laps they do, but it's a high number of laps.
Okay, so I was going to ask you that. Starting yesterday, there's 10 races. And for a young man like you, you know, in baseball, you've got A-League, AA, AAA, and then, of course, the bigs. What level would you go to next, progression-wise? And do they have any of those races down here yet? Probably not.
Yeah, it's all like with racing cars, it's like there's different branches. So when you get into like one car, it'll kind of lead car, and then Indy car. So there's the American branch, which is Road to Indy. And then there's the European branch called FIA. So that goes to Formula One. And then the GT. So like GT1, GT2, that's all like the Porsche, Lamborghini and cars. So right now, I'm on the verge of Road to Indy or switching over to Europe. It's just whatever opportunities I get, I'll take anything.
Well, here's a little interesting fact, and I'll get this set up. Graham Rahal, who's obviously very successful running it, and be nice to see Graham get a win. Graham Rahal, first cousin Michelle Rahal, lives in Tampa, and I told you this, Chris, on the phone, and I've had him on several times. We've had Michelle on, and he's from Savannah, and he actually was talking to us about how young the racers, this is before Tommy even set me up, how young the racers were. And remember he said he started at 5, Savannah, Bobby Rahal is his first cousin as well, the Rahal family. And, so when your pops told me you started at 5 and you're 14, and that was actually Michelle Rahal's first race. I was trying to get him down here today to coordinate with you guys. He's probably somewhere down there in Graham's pits or hanging around, but we'll get that set up so you can sit down and talk to Michelle Rahal. You'll have to come to Ferg's and
also, Mike, this is his first radio interview, and he's from St. Pete and love to have the sports connection, follow him along over the next year or two.
Well, we'll make certain that we do get an intern that follows you and we'll have your pops, or you can just reach out to me. You probably know how to work that social media a lot better than the old man.
Yeah.
My social media kid is right behind me. He's 17 and he plays for Boca Ciega. So that's the kind of wizards we need in our world. And that's how pathetic I am that I got these. So you're having a blast.
Yeah.
You've got family support. When's your next race?
I think my next race may be a karting race. Back in the car. It might be in Orlando in 2 weeks, possibly. But for the car side of it, I think it's just testing for the next year, just getting me comfortable.
Aren't you going down to Homestead soon?
Oh, yes. Within the next month or two, I'll be going down to the Speedway in Homestead to do just some more testing in the car.
Are there any tracks in this area?
Sebring, we have Homestead for the two major in Florida that will run with his open wheel F4 or USF Junior. And then we'll be going to Indianapolis to test, and then we'll be going to a track in Chicago that will be testing.
Well, it was very smart of you to get out of the other sports, because your travels would be Pinellas County, and that'd be pretty much it. Not Chi-Town, not Orlando, not world travel. And it sounds like you've got an extremely bright future, young man.
Thank you.
Yeah, take the bus down to Bogey, you know, for the
exactly.
game, you know?
Yeah, there's just a little bit of difference.
Yeah, let's go to Indy.
Yeah, no, very, very impressive. I look forward to following you. We'll get you on our Prep Connection mix, so we keep tabs of you. And anytime I have the, when I have the Green Devils down here, I'll remind them that they need to get behind you.
Yeah.
You need to get a Green Devil, because it's a cool logo. You need to get a Green Devil somewhere in your racing world or your gear.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
All right.
I'd love to have them call in from Indy and Chicago and Homestead. You know, that'd be good.
See, this is my now unofficial producer. He's lining all this stuff up. I don't say no to Tom Gribben. All right. We got to take a break, but Alex, thank you very much for coming down. Chris, thanks for bringing him down.
Thank you,
Tom, thanks for lining it up. And we'll talk a little baseball here in a minute. Have a great day. Enjoy the races.
Thank you.
We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill on a beautiful Chamber of Commerce Saturday down here at 13th and Central. Come on down.
First quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub. Yeah.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back. St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor and, of course, Coca-Cola of Florida Beverages. And that was a nice conversation with Alex Bowman. Did you ever think we'd have a 14-year-old auto racer on the show, my man?
I really did not, Mike. I thought maybe a dirt track racer, maybe, but not an open-wheel Indy.
Unbelievable. He's a St. Pete Green Devil too. We'll be watching him on ABC during the Indy Open Wheel someday. We can say we had the first conversation. He's Ben Botham. He's my baseball guru, of course. Played at Seminole and Savannah State, and now he's coaching at his alma mater. And as I said in the opening, this is my adopted team, the Boca Ciega Pirates, from the first get-go almost 2.5 years ago, Coach.
Yes, sir. It's been a wild ride with you, and we're glad to be a part of what you're doing over here.
Well, don't worry about what I'm doing. It's what you've been doing, and I'm very impressed. I remember when you took over the program. What'd you have, like 13 kids out?
I think we had 11 to begin with, and then last year we ended up with 14 on the.
I inflated the numbers. Yeah, 13. Yeah. When you had 11, that was a little bit of a challenge when 9 people go on the field.
That's a short bench to look down if something goes wrong, that's for sure.
Exactly. So how many games into the regular season? I could have asked Ben this. How many into the regular season are you guys already?
So we went over to the Georgiades tournament and played 3 games, and then we had 3 games this week, so 6 games in at this point.
Did you get a JV team fielded this year?
We did.
Bravo.
Yes, sir. We have 21 kids on the roster. They worked extremely hard over the offseason, so we didn't make any cuts. Giving them credit for all the hard work they put in, and we are going to be able to have a JV program.
Hey, I will tell you one thing that I'm impressed with is the gear now. You guys got some really cool gear. The old man's not begging here, but I'm just, that would look good on me as I'm down here talking to these other teams.
You know, it's something that I think we can work out.
I think we can. Hey, and haven't had you on. How did the golf tournament go last year that we got involved in?
It went wonderful. We raised just over $11,000 again, which is really fun of the season and allowed the guys to have gear like you're seeing now. We did a few field upgrades with that, and you know, we're trying to spend as well as we can, and cut corners where we can, because we have a lot of needs still. But it was a wonderful event, and thank you again for everything that you did, and many of the sponsors that were out there: Signum, McGriff, Truist, Hooters, and Clearwater. We have a lot of.
You guys had Hooters?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I bet the fellas like that.
Yes, sir.
You get the wings, and they bring any girls out to the course?
No, sir, not this time. They sent some of their corporate guys out and had some fun on the golf course.
Well, that's even more important. The guy's writing the checks. So let's talk about this 2023 team. Youth, you got senior leadership. Talk about your balance.
So right now, I think we only had 6 guys coming back from the team last year. So we got a bunch of new guys, and the chemistry's probably been the biggest issue as far as getting them to trust each other again. You know, we had a really good freshman class this year, a really great sophomore class last year. We're continuing to add. So I feel really strong about the future of the program. But right now, you know, the problems we're working through are really just chemistry related, and guys playing positions that they're not quite as comfortable. You know, your favorite guy here, Mr. Football Kicker, Mr. Joe Geiger, he's playing multiple positions on the field. Moved over to third base and gave it a go. You know, obviously it's much different, even being a utility infielder, seeing the hot corner like that. So we're really trying to find out, you know, who can be where and who's going to be productive where at this point.
Well, how many assistants you have now? Pretty much, for the most part, it was basically you when you launched this program.
Yes, sir.
You didn't have any Ben Botham sitting in the wings.
No, sir. No, sir. We still have, we have 7 guys in total, and all volunteers. You know, we don't really get paid positions with high school. We get 1 paid assistant. And when I say paid, I mean,
Ben just said he got a big check.
Whoa. Big check. I don't know about that one.
No, I'll tell you what's a fact.
No, I applaud any of these guys that are giving their time to these kids.
I think what people don't realize is when you average it out, it's like 5 cents an hour. When the amount of time that you spend with the kids, yeah, dedicating much. Yourself, I'm serious. It's like
five. No, I'm thinking that's a high number.
Maybe.
Well,
do you guys do practices 5 days a week, 6 days a week?
We go 5 days a week. I have a team rule that I'll meet them halfway anytime they ask me, whether it's a Saturday or Sunday. If they want extra work, you know, I'll meet them at the field, even if it's only a couple of guys, and we'll get extra work in. But mandatory 5 days a week. In the off season, we lift 5 days a week. We really, really try to push that and body development for them.
Yeah. And you said you were trying to push chemistry more for the team. It seemed like, at least last night, that your guys have a pretty good chemistry out on the field. I noticed your shortstop, you know, lots of energy out there, and seems to play well with his middle infielders.
Absolutely. And he's a young guy. Sophomore, came in this year. You know, these are his first varsity starts, so he's going to work through some of those woes, but really excited for him in the future. And chemistry wise, they love to be around each other, which is the first part of the battle, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's just understanding and trusting who's going to be where on that field. You know, we had that game the other night, shortstop and third base ran into each other. That's just a chemistry issue, you know, in general. So those are the things we're going to work through. And I have a really great feeling about as we progress through the year.
Well, it's not how you start, it's how you finish every year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Developing this chemistry.
Are you guys looking for any PCAC games coming up on the schedule?
Yes, absolutely. So we
played. What's that?
It's Pinellas County Athletic Conference. Yeah.
So that's the teams here in Pinellas County. We are required to put them on our schedule every year. So we're playing everybody. We got Dunedin, East Lake. We got Largo. We got Tarpon. You know, Seminole, Holland, Lakewood, you know, everybody, Key Park. So we're playing every PCAC team. We added a couple of teams this year. One of them was Manatee. We're going to go down and play Manatee on Good Friday.
A little road trip.
Looking forward to that. A little bit of a road trip and see what baseball's like outside of Pinellas County.
Well, good for you. Should we start talking to some of the fellas here?
Absolutely. It's all about them anyway.
Yeah, well, you got to have the man with the plan. Why don't you introduce these guys for me, and then we'll take it from there. Talk nice and loud, guys. Like I said, like you're at practice and you're screaming at Joe Geiger. And use that tone of voice.
All right, so we got Blaine Morris here. He's a center fielder, starting center fielder and pitcher for us.
What, you don't need the headphones. I talk loud enough, yeah. What year are you, man?
2024.
So I'll do the math. You're a junior?
Yep.
Okay. I have to be careful of myself. All right, so let's talk about your favorite memory so far of playing for the Pirates.
Oh, definitely hitting doubles. That's a good feeling, and diving, making good plays.
Is there one in particular?
There was one against Mitchell, I think. Dove made a really nice play. And then, I don't know. Great.
So how do you like the chemistry, as Coach said, with this team?
I think our chemistry's coming together nicely. I mean, we still have a couple things we need to work on, but it's going. I think it'll be good.
And Coach knows I got to ask this. I like to have a little fun, too. You got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I do.
Attaboy. Stay focused, though, I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. You better do a shout out to her.
Yep, Natalie. That's her name.
All right, and then shout out to anybody at home. That's important. Maybe I should have had home first, then Natalie.
Dad's right here.
Perfect, yeah. Dad's been down before.
Mom's at home. Brother's at home.
What's mom's name?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. You have a nice young man here. Your favorite baseball team?
The Rays.
The Rays. You think they'll make the playoffs this year?
I hope so. They're doing good in preseason, so.
Yeah, well, it's not how you start, it's how you finish, and we'll see. Well, thanks for coming down with Coach, and wish you well. We're actually going to do play-by-play games this year with our new launch. We're launching a streaming channel.
Awesome.
So we'll get out to see you guys. I know I have no option. We'll be the seminal game, and looking forward to that. Thanks for coming down. All right. Who's this young man to your left?
So this is Evan Hall. He is a sophomore. He plays right field.
Sophomore.
Yeah, young guy.
Evan Hall, how are you, my man?
I'm doing good. My name's E. Hall. Call me Evan Hall.
E. Hall, okay. Not E. Hall. E. Hall.
E. Hall, yeah.
All right, E. Hall. And what's your favorite memory? You can go back to youth. What's your favorite memory in baseball, something you did?
Man, it's the challenge between the pitcher and the hitter, you know. You always want to beat the pitcher, and, you know, it's such a hard thing to do, but it's so fun when you do it.
Have a girlfriend? You better not. You're a sophomore.
No, I do not.
Smart man. You want to do a shout-out to anybody at home?
Shout-out to my parents for believing in me.
Their names?
Joe and Sherry. Thank you.
Does your pops go by J Hall since you're E Hall?
No, he just goes by Joe.
All right. And, well, just like Joe, I was told not to call him Joey. You guys will call him Joy. I got to call him Joe Geiger, but he's my man here. Your favorite team?
The Rays, of course.
Well, you'd be surprised how many times I ask that question, and it may not be the Rays, but very good. Well, we wish you success. You've got several years to be with Coach Miller and develop, and I wish you nothing but success. Thanks for coming down, my man. Who's this young man we got here?
I'm Jacob Thompson.
You're Jacob Thompson?
Yeah.
All right, Jacob, what position do you play?
I'm the shortstop over at Bovee.
This is the shortstop you're talking about?
The shortstop.
He's a coach at Seminole. He was just giving you some love.
Yeah,
so your favorite memory, like I said, can go back to Little League, doesn't matter.
My favorite memory, honestly, was the first day I probably came to Bogey, you know.
Where'd you come from?
I came from Pinellas Park. I transferred.
Okay. You had the transfer portal? That kind of blows me away at the high school level down here. So you came to play for Coach Miller, and the chemistry is something that's probably taken a little bit of time, but it sounds like you're faring well.
Yeah, I played with a couple of these guys over at Northwest when I was younger, but a bunch of them I just met for the first time playing here.
Okay, Northwest, is that the little league here?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I saw some kids yesterday had Northwest on. I wondered what that was, and that's the little league. All right. Got a girlfriend?
No.
Smart man. You got to focus, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I get in trouble with that question quite a bit. Your favorite team?
Tampa Bay, yeah.
Ray's good. We're 3 for 3 so far. And you want to do a shout-out to anybody at home?
My mom, my dad, my stepmom.
Mom and dad's names?
Jacob and Tina Thompson.
Because we archive this, and Coach sends it out, and they're all going to be listening, so you take care of that. All right, young man. Well, he's my baseball expert, and he gave you a great rating, but it's not how he starts, how he finishes, we've been saying. And we'll be out to do a game, and I look forward to watching him play this year.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Who else you want to get, Coach? Want to line some more of these guys?
I don't think it's a radio show without getting Joe Geiger on.
Well, This is my favorite of the entire gang.
That's and the president. President of baseball operations this year.
President of baseball operations. You're looking good, champ.
Yes.
Should I get Joe on? I think I should get Joe on. All right. He's not the president. You're the president of baseball operations. He's the president of Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection social media operations. What's up, youngster?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm real good. You know, the next step here is you got to learn this entire world during the summer so you can set it up for me. What do you think of that, Ben? So, you having fun so far this year? This year, last year.
Yeah, it's sad. It's definitely sad, but
talk a little louder.
I'm trying to make it more fun. It's been frustrating at the beginning of this year, though.
Well, it's early in the year, man. Yeah. Early in the year. I'm sure Coach has told you that many times. I know you have a girlfriend.
You
better do a shout out to her.
Okay, special shout out to Latimar Vasquez Rios.
Wow, that's a long name.
It is. Yeah. Two last names.
Well, your dad Tom's down here. Do a shout out to mom. You better get that covered too.
Hey mom. Hey Lindsay, I love you guys.
Are they here? Oh, I didn't know they're here. I thought they're at home. Yeah, you better do a shout out to them, champ. I don't remember what your favorite memory was, and you'll make some more this year. What's your favorite memory?
When we win, anytime we win.
That's a general. Come on, you're my wizard. You don't have one thing. You had a home run. How about the first home run you hit?
I haven't hit a home run. I'm a contact hitter.
You never hit a home run in Little League?
No.
Well, that's what's going to happen this year. He's going to get his first home run, Coach. You heard it here.
From your mouth to God's ears. How about
that? Yeah. All right. And I know you're a huge Rays fan. All right, young man. Well, thanks for coming down. And thanks for the great job you're doing for us. Yeah, this is the best find I've had in many years going back to interns in Iowa.
Absolutely. He's a wonderful young man. He's got a lot of talent. He does some things for us and puts some graphics together for our social media, too. So really proud of him all around. He's a great young man on and off the field.
Despite his pops. Hey, I saw you guys posted a really cool video, and I asked Joe if he did it. You coaches did it?
Yes. So one of my assistant coaches, he's a videographer.
We need him down here.
Yeah, he actually went to school at Full Sail University, got a bachelor's in video and sound engineering.
We need to train Joe on this.
Absolutely, and he does a great job. It's something we just like to celebrate. With the young men, you know, some people think it's over the top, but we like to have a little bit of fun. We work really, really hard. So we give them that day, kind of like a media day, just to celebrate them and their accomplishments.
I thought, you know, in this 21st century, you're a young coach. You're dealing with young men. That's the world that they're accustomed to. And I thought it was, inspiring and pretty cool. And so, I bet you guys were kind of shocked, weren't you, Joe?
Well, the day it came out, we won.
Oh, well, you better crank out some more videos to get some more W's. All right, did we get everybody on? I want to make sure.
No, we didn't get Carter Gaynor. He's got to get on.
Carter, get over here. You're not hiding from me. You come all the way down here, and don't get shy of that mic. He doesn't need headphones. You know how loud the old man's mouth is. All right, Carter. Talk loud into that. You don't look like you want to talk at all, but talk loud into that microphone. What position do you play?
Anywhere, really. Utility player.
Utility player. What's your favorite memory playing baseball?
Mm.
You can go back to Little League.
Probably hit an inside the park home run.
And inside the part, no, that's that's special. You must have some wheels.
Not really.
Not really. Okay. Was it out on the air? Or just roll all the way to the fence?
Fence.
Roll to the fence and you touched them all. Well, good for you. You got a girlfriend? Smart man, Carter. No, I'm impressed. You got to stay focused right now. And does anything get you rattled or excited? You look like one of those calm...
Yeah, I'm pretty calm most of the time.
Calm and cool characters. All right. You want to do a shout out to anybody at home?
My mom.
And mom's name?
Rebecca.
All right, Rebecca. He's a man of many words, Rebecca. And your favorite team?
The Rays.
The Rays. Well, we hit all the Rays today. That's nice. Well, thank you for coming on the mic. I can tell it wasn't something that you were looking forward to. Well, Coach, you got a little bit of everything in these personalities, don't you?
Absolutely.
That's the beauty of coaching.
Yep. Takes all to make the world go round.
Yes, it does. And your West Virginia Mountaineers, you think they're going to make the dance?
I don't think. I know they're going to make the dance. They're in the Big 12, the greatest league in college basketball.
He is the biggest West Virginia shill on the planet, isn't he, fellas?
Absolutely.
You probably have to hear it all the time.
Absolutely.
Your Florida State Seminoles are staying home.
Yeah, sure me.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yep.
I asked Coach Geiger this morning who was Florida State playing, and he said their season ended in November. So,
well, they got a young team. It's a very young team. Leonard Hamilton has done a superb, incredible job for decades. So but you know how fans are. They probably want to kick him to the curb.
I do.
All right, fellas, thanks for coming down. Looking forward to getting you down later in the year. We'll get a little recap of this 2023 season. Stay away from the Seminole Warhawks for a while. Until you get this chemistry together, and then I'll be torn. I'll be like that mom at the Super Bowl. I'll have my Warhawks half, and then I'll have my bogey on the other side, because I can't lose best at baseball. Ben Botham.
I'm not gonna stamp it, but we're about a year away.
About a year away.
About a year away. Next year it's gonna be something.
We'll see you back in the Georgia Attic.
That'll work.
I have seen the progression, and I'm very proud of you and what you've done. Taking a program, Boca Ciega, folks, that had 11 players out. He's built a JV team. He's got camaraderie. You can see the kids all have a chemistry with each other, and it starts at the top.
Appreciate you, Mike. Thanks for having us on and supporting these young men.
All right. Thanks very much. Great time. Brought to you by, hey, take one of these body armors. And we'll get Ben Botham. We'll wind things down.
Sure does.
Then hour number two is jam-packed. We're going to talk a little St. Pete College basketball. We're going to we'll talk a little high school basketball. And then we're going to have baseball with Jeff Mangold. And we'll talk about spring training. I know near and dear. Whose phone is that? Is that your phone? Whose phone is this? Is that Coach's phone? There we go. Live radio down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Sit on down, Ben, and we'll wind things down. And yeah,
right.
It kind of disappoints me that you guys beat them like that. I mean, this is like family to me, man.
Hey, we got to win too, Mike.
There's my man Keith.
It looked like I'm being interviewed or something. Come on.
Look like it. Get on the mic for a minute there. Listen. You don't need headphones. My mom.
Why not throw them on?
If you want headphones, we'll give you headphones.
Big shot.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, big shot. So, Keith Winslow, why don't you tell people how they can hear your veteran show on RadioSaintPete.com.
All right. RadioSaintPete.com. I'm 96.7. The first day you need to listen to me is Saturday morning. I do a special show called Voice for Vets. And I always tell them, rise and shine, Keith, the boss of the beach. Come enjoy your Saturday. And then I do the show. But if you miss that, come back on Thursday for lunch. And I say, all you workers, if you're out in the lunch, don't stop and do nothing crazy. Go back to work. But enjoy me while you're here.
I see you got a lanyard for the Firestone Grand Prix. You heading down there, my man?
I am heading down there. I'll be in the press box. I've already got box seats. I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to represent the sports side of veteranization.
Well, and I love the fact you got my Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection brim wearing it loud and proud down there.
I'm telling everybody, when I go do anything in sports, I take off my Vets hat and I put on the Sports Connection.
All right.
Thank you, my man.
I'm going to send you all my pictures. I got pictures in Aruba with this hat on.
I want to see where the Sports Connection hat's been.
Yeah, I'll tell you where it's been. We've been everywhere. New York, Washington. Got my hat.
I need to get you. I need to get you a couple more. Stop by next week. Give me a call next week.
And next week, you give me.
I'll get you a Navy. I'll get. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're set. I'll get you an on the tee Florida hat.
Well, we want to tell everybody, Joe Bardot and all the people out there, that thank we've needed a good radio station here that takes care of the market, because we are the second biggest market in Florida, soon to be number one. We already got a Super Bowl. Of course, we don't know it, but I believe Tom Brady's going to go to Miami.
Hey, I was calling that too, but he's
done.
I think they said he's holding out to do some comedy. That's the newest thing, is that he wants to do comedy.
No, the truth of it is, he was supposed to go to Miami when he got stuck here.
Yep. What do you mean, stuck here?
He got stuck here. They told him that he had to do this in order to stay in the NFL, because they did some other...
They're tampering.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's called Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Tampa Bay, not tampering.
Connection is called tampering. And I see everybody's out here. Don't forget, if you're looking for sports, deal with the Sports Connection wherever you see. Now, don't worry, we coming with golf. It's coming.
On the tee, Florida, baby. You're invited anytime there. You gonna do a golf tournament?
I'm gonna do your golf tournament. I'm gonna show up when y'all do your golf tournament.
We'll get you there.
Sponsors and everybody.
Well, we'll be talking. I'll reach out to you. All right, my man.
Thank you.
The pipes. He's in the Radio Hall of Fame.
There you go. I got my thing on. Wait a minute. We ain't on TV, but that's me.
Keith Winslow, the Radio Hall of Fame. Thank you, my man.
Thank you.
All right, Ben. Quite an interesting first hour.
Yeah. Pretty good little show so far. Not too shabby. I like
back to you guys beating my Boca Ciega Pirates.
Somebody's got to win, Mike.
You guys have decades of tradition. I mean, how many state championships has Seminole won? Several?
I know 2001 we were state and national champions with, I believe, all starting nine got Division I scholarships, and at least seven got drafted. And we actually just hung up right at Brinker Field, home of the Warhawks. We hung up our board of everyone who's been drafted out of Seminole High School, a total of 44.
44 players?
44 players have been drafted.
MLB drafts?
Who have played at Seminole High School.
That's impressive, my friend.
Yeah, and it's growing every day.
Who would be the most famous?
Most famous? I mean, there's Casey Kochman came out of Seminole High School. Brett Phillips, of course. Joey Crable came out of Seminole. A lot of big names that have come out of the school.
Brett's still with the Orioles?
No. Brett Phillips, he is now with the Angels.
Really?
Yeah, he's palling it up with Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout out there.
What do you think? Great people to be rubbing elbows with. What do you think his chances of making a roster?
I think they're high. I hear that they're actually working with a new hitting coach for him. So hopefully that can get him back into what his form that he was in the minors. Because in the minors, he led the league in batting average.
He did?
He was phenomenal.
What happened when he got here then?
So he originally got brought up with the Brewers, and that's kind of when his offensive side of his game started to struggle a little bit. And, he's been working back at it. I know he struggled with the Rays, batting a little bit below the Mendoza line. But hopefully he's able to ramp things back up. I mean, in the company of Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, I'd say that's a good guy.
And Mike Trout's family's from this area, you know.
Really?
Yeah. When the Angels were playing here last year, I met him right before the game, and they had a lot of family down here. All right, we're winding things down. We'll be back with Ernest Crumbley. He's the head basketball coach. He's a Boca Ciega Pirate, and he's with St. Pete College. And then we'll talk to Jake Perpert. He's the Sunbatch founder of the high school. Jeff Mangold. We'll talk spring training. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned.